Today, we continue the discussion on how to suffer wisely. And today's topic is, let the clock keep ticking. In a duel, a samurai warrior usually held the sword in both hands, the hilt at about the level of his navel, the sword pointed forward. The two combatants advanced with small paces towards each other, swords out and still, until they were about one stride out of striking distance of each other. They then gazed at each other, most often with the swords pointed at each other's windpipes. An onlooker would have thought them a tableau, perhaps statues dressed in warrior clothing, but the sword of a samurai could cut a man in half. Most duels were fatal to one participant. The end would be decided in a split second, and so the two men concentrated on each other, still and calm, waiting for a sign of weakness. At last, unable to bear the suspense of the blade in front of him, the weaker man usually struck first. The other did not defend, but counterattacked so swiftly and skillfully that he landed the counterstrike first. To do this, he might use a slapping or sliding parry that knocked the attacking sword aside, but allowed him to continue his own forward motion in a smooth strike. Or he stepped aside from the blow and struck from an angle as he moved. The lesson of the samurai is that a strong person has the fortitude to calmly wait even when faced with a sword pointed at his throat. None of us especially likes to suffer, and yet, ironically, the only way to master our own suffering, and thus minimize it or end it, is to stop tracking it, to stop watching the clock as we suffer, to stop focusing our minds on the hope that it will cease after a given amount of time. When I was active in hard martial arts training, new regulations decreed that we fight while wearing cumbersome body armor that included a rubbery helmet, gloves, shin pads, and a heavily padded chest piece that covered the torso and back. We'd fight a 2-minute round, then we would get a 3-minute break back in the early days, and then go back in for another 2 minutes. It was like fighting while wrapped inside a mattress, and kicks were everything. Jump kicks, spinning kicks, high kicks. Even extremely fit people would fall over from the heat and fatigue of trying to fight while wearing all that equipment. It took months to adapt to the new gear. As one man put it, how can 2 minutes, the fight round, be so long, and yet 3 minutes, the rest break, be so short? The temptation to watch the clock on the wall as we fought affected all of us, and suddenly the simple ability to stay strong through 2 2-minute rounds became a major part of a winning strategy. If you went against a better fighter, but could keep running him or her around the ring, you could win by exhausting your opponent. Later, this strategy was made illegal, and each fighter had to kick within a certain time limit. But in the beginning, you could do this. But outside the ring, I realized a vital strategy of war. Stay fit and strong. That way, in spite of your other limitations, you can outlast your adversary. When we suffer, we must not watch the clock. For if we do, we start living only in terms of ending our suffering. And if we think and live only in terms of when will this end, then we make ourselves weaker rather than stronger. For our adversary need only prolong the current conditions to defeat us. He doesn't have to work any harder, or mount a new attack, or abandon his current plan. If he simply keeps the clock running, then a fighter who is fixed on the endpoint will give up and be defeated. A weak fighter desperately wants to get out of the ring. A strong fighter endures and lives in the present moment, not waiting for the end, not watching the clock, but persisting in what he or she must do. Another form of clock watching is predicting the end of the fight. That's really just another way of saying, surely this will be over soon, and then getting your heart set on the fight going a certain way. To concentrate on the battle at hand, you cannot predict either victory or defeat. Circumstances and terrain change in a fight. History is filled with battles that went first one way, almost a complete victory, and then rebounded and went entirely the other way because the defenders would not give in to their own fears, but found ways to create reverses for the enemy. To say at any point, I have won, or I have lost, is to take yourself right out of the fight mentally and to handicap your mind from focusing on what to do in this present moment. Every fighter who fights must fight in this present moment. Every person who suffers can transcend the suffering only by staying in this present moment. Predicting outcomes is a devastating mistake that detours your concentration and diminishes your courage and presence of mind. and a premature declaration of victory only opens you up for crushing disappointment and loss of hope. If we suffer, as we suffer, the best we can do is to stay in the present moment, crafting our minds to be disciplined, calm, intelligent, and able to bear the present moment. This is the patience that James is describing when he writes, "But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." James chapter 1, verse 4.